So I'm here with Davo after an away draw at Northwood in the League 1-1. Davo, I suppose, bitterly disappointed, much the better side not to get the win, but you must be delighted with the fact the unbeaten run continues and another good performance.
Yeah, I am sort of overriding emotion is I am bitterly disappointed not to get the 3 points, which, you know, when you look at it like that, we've gone away to a side who were established in this league of, you know, being in and around the top half. To come here and dominate the game like we did, to be disappointed with a point is a you know, a big step forward for us in our development as a team. So yeah, bitterly disappointed, but also proud of the performance and proud of how far we've come, I think.
And didn't start the game particularly well, I didn't think. And that's not to say Northwood created huge amounts of chances, because they didn't early on, but they did find themselves a goal up relatively soon. And it just made it an uphill battle for you again.
Yeah, I think it started okay. It was, you know, no team really got a foothold in the game, I didn't think. And it took an absolute screamer from them to break us down. I didn't think... I mean, we've worked really hard on our defending this week in training. And, you know, I was expecting us to defend well today. And I thought in the first 20, 30 minutes we weren't really at it. We did get better, and then in the second half I thought we defended brilliantly, even though we didn't have a lot of pressure, but our shape was spot on. So the goal though wasn't really anything to do with a mistake for our defensive shape. What happened is fullbacks advanced forward, our winger's been caught on the wrong side of the pitch and we haven't shuffled it over. The lad's got Acres, and he's absolutely screamed one in from 25, 30 yards, unstoppable in the top corner. Not a lot you can do about that as a defensive shape, but you know, we should have been in a position to track that fullback as he advanced forward. But so that was disappointing. But yeah, after that, I thought we were playing well. From that point on, really, I thought it was all us. We had, I don't know, I think it was, I think I heard that we had over 20 set pieces, free kicks and corners in and around their box, which, you know, they were all in a good area. We just couldn't, nothing would quite drop for us. There was, the referee kept giving free kicks against us for not a lot. And yeah, it was a shame, because that first half, from the point of the goal on, it looked like we were going to come in behind and we'd have been very unjust. But right on the stroke of half time, I've hit another one in. The keepers, after coming and catching and punching and dealing with a lot of them, you know, we drew him out a little bit and he's missed it, and Chalky's kept the ball alive, and that man, Pat Cox, was on hand to knock it in. So good to come in like that at half time, 1-1.
And just on, I mean, you said obviously there were a lot of deliveries come into the box, and it was probably one of the worst deliveries that you ended up scoring from, not necessarily the free kick itself, but the sort of second ball that dropped down, and it was a bit of a loopy one that Chalk sort of hung up in the air, and it's a scrappy finish from Coxie, just sort of a header from a yard or two out. And as you rightly say, you find yourself at 1-1, but almost the worst bit of delivery in a way.
Yeah, it was in. I mean, it was a longer range one, wasn't it? So it had to be sort of launched in there a little bit, right on the stroke of half time. We would have probably played it a little bit more, but because it was right on the stroke of half time, it was kind of launched in there from a deeper position. So it was coming down with a bit more height on it. And like I say, the other ones that were arrowed in there, the keeper was doing magnificently with some of them. And we didn't get around the keeper enough. We did do that second half, which maybe we'll come on to. But it was a scrappy goal, but what I will say about it is brilliant desire from Chalky to keep it alive, and excellent from Coxie. You know, no one was going to shrug him off the ball and nod that goal in. It was everything about him as a striker. There's no way he was going to let anyone, you know, stop that from going in. And I thought that was a good finish for us.
And second half, I thought Northwood had a good spell for maybe the first sort of 7 or 8 minutes. And looked a little bit dangerous without creating anything clear cut. And then after that, it only ever looked like there were going to be one team to win the game, and you created chances, which I'm sure you'll talk about. And I thought the testament to that was right at the death, where their keeper is time wasting in his own box to try and take a point at home.
That does say it all, really. When anyone who's not there, when you hear that, you know, that does say a lot, because to be fair, he probably didn't need to do it. We could have been here all night and we wouldn't have scored. It was that sort of day, you know, when you get games like that and you watch it, and everyone who's listened to it and knows a bit about football knows you do get days like that. And that was, you know, today was like that. I thought we was excellent. I thought we pressured them. We were winning the first and second balls. Everything that dropped, we were there for. Unfortunately, nothing dropped for us right in and around the edge of their, or in the 6-yard box. Everything was pinballing around, and it was always just falling to them or just nicking wide, or we weren't quite capitalising on it, which was, it could have easily been 4 or 5s, I think. You know, I can't even remember all of the chances that we've had. I mean, there was one that Chalky put across the edge of the box, from the edge of the box, which Sim missed from like a yard. He couldn't quite get there, like outstretched, and Coxie the same, was stretching, couldn't quite, it was just, oh goodness, how's that not gone in? I had the free kick that pinballed around a little bit, and Chalky was in and he was off balance and it went over the bar. Chalky went bursting through with a bit of great skill. He was one on the keeper saved it. You know, I could go on and on. There was lots and lots of chances. So, yeah, it's a shame that we haven't got the 3 points and kept our winning habit going. But, you know, a draw is good. Away from home, always good in this league. You know, we can take a lot of confidence from it, a lot of pride from it, and a lot of pleasure with the performance. And yeah, there was a lot of people there watching today. It was great. You know, we've got more and more people wanting to come and watch us because we are playing good stuff, we're exciting in what we're doing, and yeah, it was great to see so many people there, and anyone who was there would have been very impressed and pleased with what we did, I thought, today.
And as you say, you know, a draw is not a bad point away from home in this league, and it continues the run. It doesn't continue the winning streak, but it certainly continues the unbeaten run. And you're looking at obviously going into Egham on Tuesday night, which will be a very different game for very different reasons for them. I see they've won again today. I think they beat Chalfont. So they're in good form as well, and they're a good side at the minute.
Yeah, and we watched them as well in the week. So, yeah, we know what they're a good side. Retained a lot of their quality players from last season, so they got a year down the line, and Gary Meekins is a good manager, so he'll have them in good shape and a good structure about them, so we'll have to be on our game. But yeah, we fancy ourselves at home against anyone. Yeah, we are in good form ourselves, and yeah, we look forward to that. Dust ourselves down from today, a few knocks and niggles, and we'll see what comes of Tuesday.
And Northwood, good side, good, obviously solid Southern League side. Any sort of final thoughts on them?
I haven't had a lot of joy from them really over the years. So, and it feels again today almost like a loss because we should have won it. But yeah, you know, they're a good side. They're a bit of a bogey side for us, I think. I don't have ever beaten them with Fleet. So it's a shame we didn't get that win today. But you know, it's good to get a point here, and you know, wish them well for the rest of the season, and we'll see them again.
Well done on your point. Unlucky you didn't take all three, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, mate.